There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
When you get in your car and you're about to go somewhere, what is the appropriate phrase? Two people in here, Mohammed Suleiman, Claire Sharrett. Do you ease away? Do you pull away? Do you ease off? Do you set off? What is it?
I'd set off,
You'd set off? That's very kind of, I'm setting off somewhere. That has purpose. Mohammed, what do you do?
You get off to the races.
Oh, okay. So you're just like...
That's the kind of...
Now we know how Mohammed drives.
Yeah, exactly. They're turning him off, clearly. Well, what's happening is the electric vehicle road trip is pulling away or easing off or setting off to the races, who knows, from Abu Dhabi at the moment. And it is essentially a procession, a convoy, if you like, of 10 electric vehicles taking off from Abu Dhabi Sustainability Week, the World Future Energy Summit, the Mobility Conference, which has been on today in Abu Dhabi. We're going to be talking to some of the people in one of the cars there and then tracking their journey as they go to Amman. They're opening charging stations. They're going to have a drag race, legal drag race, I should point out, between a petrol or a diesel car, not sure which, and an electric car next Thursday. And then there's a big party on Friday as well. So we're going to be following that. That's one news story today. Other news story is why Mohammed Suleiman's here. Some businesses in the UAE have been given an extension to file their first tax return. So what's this all about, Mohammed?
Right, so this is all about businesses in the UAE that have started charging VAT from the start of this year and when they're supposed to give that money back to the government. So depending on the kind of business you have, you either have to file your VAT returns every other month or on a quarterly basis or maybe even every 4 months. But whenever that period is, as soon as it comes, you're supposed to file them. So what's happened now is the Federal Tax Authority has extended the deadline for many businesses to file that first VAT return. So it's essentially giving businesses more time to get off to a good start when it comes to VAT. Now, earlier today, I spoke with Bruce Hamilton, who is a tax expert and a partner at Deloitte. I began by getting his reaction to this latest development.
It's likely to be aimed specifically at those companies which are more likely to have a little bit of difficulty in doing their first VAT return. So from that perspective, the aim, I think, is really to ensure that those who are likely to be in more difficulty in actually preparing their first VAT returns and have them correctly submitted, they've been given a little bit more time to allow them to get their systems right, to get their processes right, so that we have a situation where we don't have lots of businesses that are filing incorrect VAT returns, penalties are then applied and what have you, and everyone gets sort of fairly dissatisfied with the process. So this way, I think it's good. It gives them a bit of extra time to allow them to prepare those VAT returns, to get them right, to spend a little bit of extra effort ensuring that. And that way, we don't have an unnecessary situation where people are being penalised and it just creates bad will.
So, Mohammed, the obvious assumption here is that the FTA has given this extension because not everyone is as prepared as maybe they should have been to file their VAT return. Is that what we're assuming?
Yeah, I think it is. I mean, we know that even in the lead up to January the 1st, many businesses were still waiting until the regulations were finalized before getting set up for VAT. And even today, there are still businesses that registering for VAT and we're almost 3 weeks past the deadline. So like I said earlier, I think this really will give companies the chance to get things right from the start. So when I spoke with Bruce Hamilton from Deloitte earlier today, he told me why this extra time was really needed.
Obviously, this is going to depend on businesses themselves as to whether they use that extra time wisely. One would hope that they will do that and they will get assistance where they realize now what is required of them. And I think what has probably been an issue previously is a lot of businesses started very late. They waited until the regulations came out rather than starting early on. And really, they were going to struggle in order to be able to produce those VAT returns. Now, it's giving them that second chance, and what they need to do is now use it wisely in order to make sure that they get their systems and everything in place in order to prepare those correct VAT returns.
That was Bruce Hamilton from Deloitte explaining why this extra time will really benefit businesses. Now, I also asked him why it was important to get your VAT return right from the start. Here's what he told me.
It is very important to be able to submit correct VAT returns because that essentially is going to give the FTA a sense of where you're at as a business. Are you really trying to do the right thing, or are you just trying to do the least possible effort in the process? And then that itself can cause problems, and it can give the FTA an indication of what you're trying to achieve.
So, Mohammed, what can I do if I'm a business owner? How can I find out if my business is one of those that sort of qualifies for an extension, or if I've still got to sort it out in the next month?
Yeah, right. So the easiest way to find out is to log into your VAT account online and look for something called the VAT period. Now, everyone's account has been updated online by the FTA. So if you have gotten an extension, you'll be able to see it on your account. Now, we have one more clip from Bruce from Deloitte, and he's talking about why VAT has the potential to improve a business and how it runs it. So here we go. Here's Bruce one more time talking about why VAT can be very beneficial for businesses.
It's more than just being able to do the VAT returns. A lot of businesses in the UAE have never really had to prepare formal accounts to a great degree or great level of specificity previously, because there's no corporate tax here. It just wasn't necessary for them to get their accounts audited, etc. Now this is giving them a chance to actually do those accounts properly, which always has a side flow effect in terms of it allows them to derive a lot more management information to allow them to manage their businesses appropriately and in a modern way. So not only are they then able to produce the correct VAT returns, but they're getting a lot more management information to allow them to ensure that their businesses are running at an optimal level. So it's a win-win situation, really.
It's the problem when you have a tax introduced, and we're all kind of going through this at the moment. You get your receipt and you see 5% on, and you think, oh, it's costing me more money. But that's a really good point, I think, in that there are lots of businesses who perhaps aren't great at accounting, something you have to learn. It may be a skill you don't have when you start to run a business. It's, for some people, not the most interesting thing. Figures are hard to make head and or tail of at times, but, you know, accounting is integral, so important in any business, following the money, Claire, isn't it? It's so key to understand how your business is working.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the point he's trying to make, isn't it? That getting yourself ready for VAT is probably a very useful exercise for most businesses, because it gets everything in order, because it has to be in order for you to work out what you need to charge, accrue, and then pay back to the government, and you need to make sure you're spot on with it.
Yeah, even if like there's any gaps in a company's accounts, they'll find it very quickly through doing a very thorough accountancy process because of VAT, right? So it can only serve good for them in the end.
I sort of feel like we're clutching trying to polish a story here for some reason, but the simple fact is, the more transparency is encouraged, the better it is for business, is the point. So there is a reasonable point there. Doesn't make me want to pay 5%, don't get me wrong,
no.
And all of us, but that's one of the sides.
I think the key part of this story as well, Tim, is that we talked about quite a lot of times, you know, were people going to be ready? Were they going to extend deadlines? And of course, they didn't extend the deadline for introducing it. They stuck to it. It came in on the 1st of January. But this is the first sort of bit of leeway we've seen for some companies, an acknowledgement really that it was quite a lot to go from zero having to think about this kind of thing to having to get all of your systems in order. And quite rightly, and I'm sure a lot of companies are very, very thankful for the fact that the government has noticed that this has not necessarily been very easy for a lot of companies to get ready for.
That's the essence of the story, I think. Some businesses in the UAE, and you can find it online with your VAT registration from the FTA, have been given an extension to file their first tax return. Mohammed Suleiman from the ARN News Centre, always a pleasure. Good to see you.
Thanks very much.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.